Section B, at the cafe, Ah Cheng meets Fiona.
Well, isn't that nice? He gets to meet someone new. Fiona is a very neat name, and she walks up and says,
"Welcome. Sophia told us you were coming." So obviously she knows Sophia, maybe another family member, and she hugs and kisses him.
Well, now that might be a little bit cultural.
Oh, come here. Mwah.
Just a little bit cultural. Now, I can't think of the nationality or the culture right now, but there are some who don't believe in public displays of hugging, kissing, and affection.
Well, Chinese don't really believe in it so much. And on the other hand, say in Europe, in Switzerland, when you meet, if you're a female, when you meet a man or a woman, you kiss them three times, each side of a cheek, and then again on one side.
Well, isn't that nice?
It's very nice. I love it.
There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with that. Kisses
are
better.
Yeah, kisses are better than hugs.
And Ah Cheng is embarrassed. He says, it's wonderful to be here. This place looks really cozy. Cozy meaning comfortable,
sure.
Warm, makes you feel very relaxed when you're there.
And you can just see from that and this is how we're showing you in the magazine that he's uncomfortable. He stopped for just a minute to think about this person who just met him giving him a hug.
And kiss. And he's in love. And Fiona says, "Thank you." We also know because she says this, "Your cheeks are as red as a tomato."
No, he's walking, remember? He's turned red, I believe, from walking.
No, that's his lie. He's really shy. He says, "Are you shy?" And Ah Cheng says, "Maybe." Well, Fiona says, "Some of my grappa will cure your shyness."
Well, let's look at cure. Is he sick? Does he need medicine for a cure?
Well, it's in a sense he does, because he has shyness. He has the disease of shyness, so he needs a cure from this disease.
Well, what's grappa?
Well, grappa is a kind. Well, that's what I guess Ah Cheng asks. He says, "Is that a kind of alcohol?" And, of course it is. Italians like their alcohol. They drink wine with the meals, kind of like the French do. But they also have this finishing drink. And it's a drink. It's a digestive.
It's purple? It's not purple?
No, it's clear because it's really strong. It's like a vodka. It's made with grapes, and it's straight, strong, 40-something percent alcohol.
How did they get the purple out?
We don't know.
The grapes were purple.
Yeah, but just because the grapes are purple doesn't mean the juice is purple.
Okay. I see.
No, so she says, "It's a clear spirit we drink any time of the day. You will love it." And from what I remember about grappa, it's the best if you take it from a very cold, ice-cold glass, and then it goes down just like fire, but beautiful cold fire.
Oh, kind of with a feeling you might not like, together with a feeling you do like at the same time.
Mm-hmm, because even after that, you're like, "Oh, that was very strong."
Whoa.
How about
spirit? No, we're not talking about a ghost or a spirit.
No, you're right, we aren't. We are actually talking about
alcoholic products.
And especially strong ones are called spirits. So,
oh, that's right.
Like whiskey or scotch, all of these would be called certain kinds of spirits. A beer is not a spirit.
We don't say drink a beer, drink a spirit, no.
And Ah Cheng realizes that once he drinks that, his face is going to turn even redder. The Taiwanese face getting red with the alcohol.